Hey, this is Living Dead, and welcome to another episode of Twatech Radio. Now with my cable, I'm able to get... Today, I'm going to be talking about Wacom tablets. I actually had another topic already for it because I was kind of out of time, but I came across this and thought it would be a much more interesting topic to cover. So next time I forget a new episode, that's probably what you're going to be hearing. Alright, so let's get started. For those of you who don't know, a Wacom tablet is basically a drawing pad. They come in two flavors, as far as I know. There could be more of them, but there's... serial, and there's USB. The one I have is USB. All the power is done through USB, and for serial, I don't know how it's powered, or how it compares to the USB ones. But a lot of these are used for professional artists, I'm pretty sure, for those of them who use computers to draw, instead of drawing on paper and then bringing them in to their computer through a scanner, or however other means they do it. But it just kind of gives you more freedom, in a sense, to draw. I'm not really a good artist, so it's not really all that great for me, and I haven't really done anything that's worth looking at, but I've played around with it a little bit, and it's pretty cool. So let me go into how I got it set up and everything. I'd been seeing the drivers and everything for a while, and I've had this around, but I've never used it before, and I just was bored one day, so I figured I might as well try it out. I went into my box, I looked for the package with Yum, if you're on Debian, it probably has the modules on there. Basically, it's a kernel module you need, and I think an X module. I grabbed those, and I grabbed the devel packages. I didn't know what's in the devel, but I just grabbed it anyways, because I didn't know if I would need it, or if I want to upload it later. So I go ahead and download those, install them, and I plug the Wacom tablet into my laptop. And I go over to GIMP, I open up a new project on there, and I try to draw a little bit. And it wasn't as nice as I thought it would be. The stylus comes with was a little too sensitive. It would be going all over the place, and I wouldn't be able to like draw from one side to the other, or move from one side to the other on the screen. It would cut off halfway across the screen when I get to the other end of the tablet. So I went into the preferences of GIMP to see if there's anything I could change on it, maybe make it less sensitive. So I go into the devices on there, and I see that it's not showing up. I go over to Google then, and I look around a little bit, and I find a nice little page that shows exactly how to set it up. Apparently, the way to do it correctly is to go into your Xorg config and add this as a pointer. Depending on what you want to do with it, there's a few different things you can add in there. The one I have comes with a mouse, but I don't know if they all do or not. And on the tablet itself, there's a scroll wheel thing, two buttons, and then they have a stylus. The stylus has two ends and two buttons on it. So basically, you would add a pointer for the normal drawing end of the stylus. You'd add one for the eraser, and then you add it as a cursor. This allows you to move it around and then draw and erase stuff. Well, not exactly erase, but I mean... It becomes a second pointer. You can select anything you want on the toolbar there. You can have the eraser set as an eraser, or just have it as a different size brush and be able to switch back and forth really quickly. You can also use multiple styluses at the same time if you go in and config more of them, so you can have more than two different choices at one time. I'll have the pages, there's two of them in there, in the show notes that show exactly how to set it up. Except for one part, it had the device listed as dev input event 0, but on my computer it wasn't that exact event, and so I had to go cat all the different devices until I found which one it was. So I just cat it, start trying to draw, nothing showed up, to go to the next one, and I finally figured out that it was event 4, which was the last one that was created on my box. So that's the only thing you really have to do differently than these configurations, and then possibly change the value for the threshold and suppress, and that controls how hard you have to push onto the tablet with the stylus. and how you can move the stylus from one point to another without it picking it up. Once I put these values in and I added the devices correctly, I was able to go into GIMP, worked much better then. The drawing was greatly improved, and I could move it around as a real mouse almost. I really don't like the mouse that it comes with because it just kind of... The pad itself is too small to really use it well, and I already had two other mice plugged in because of my trackpad and the little red dot thing. But you can also use the stylus as a mouse or a pointer. It has the buttons on it, so you can use those as your mouse buttons. I mean, I wouldn't really recommend it for using it as a normal mouse, but it does work, and you can move windows around and stuff if you're working in GIMP or whatever program you have open. I haven't actually used this in Windows or on a Mac, though I'm pretty sure it works about the same. I haven't had any real problems with Linux so far. It's worked pretty well here. The only really thing that's kind of annoying with it, though, is that when you set up the threshold and suppress, and there's a couple other options that you can add variables on there, is that you have to restart X every time you change it, because you're setting these up as pointing devices in X. So if you want to find out what level you like gets your different values, you'd go, you open it up, you change it, you kill X, you start it again, and just kind of get it until you find something you're comfortable with. But yeah, just kind of a pain after doing it for about half an hour trying to figure out exactly what values you want. The other thing I've noticed, though, is that if you start up X without the Wacom tablet plugged in, and then you plug it in after, it won't register it as the pointing devices that you have it set up in there as, and it'll just do it as a normal mouse for the normal configuration. So it goes back to what it was originally like when I couldn't really draw with it because it was too sensitive and just going all over the place. So if you want to use it after you already have X started, you have to kill X, plug it in, and then restart X. I mean, it's not that bad, it's just kind of annoying that you have to always be killing X and then bring it back up. But as far as drawing with it, it actually does a pretty good job. You can get larger ones than what I have. I have a pretty small one here. It's the lowest end one they make. I think it was running around $60 on Newegg, but you can get them all the way up into the thousands, probably. Much bigger tablets, more styluses with it, do all kinds of really cool stuff with it. So yeah, if anyone has any more questions about this, feel free to email me. Email's posted on the site, and keep listening to more Twat.